Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we are up to Daf Mem Zayin Amud Alpha. We are going to be starting from the bottom of Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabban, and our Rabbi starts in a brisa. In mechabdin lo bid drachim, lo bid gesharim, lo biyadayim mizuhomos. So we were just talking about Maya Machronim and who we give the honor of benching and who we give the honor of maybe letting them go and wash Maya Machronim first. Now the Gemara has a related brisa. The Gemara says that we do not give honor to a greater person by letting them travel first on the road, by letting them go first necessarily, or over a bridge. So when we're dealing with the road, the reason is because we don't want to hold up traffic. Maybe if you have someone that's in the car, you can let them go if it's normal traffic rules, but to wait for your Rebbe to walk to his car and then go and pull out, then you're going to hold up traffic for all that time. So we don't do that. That's not okay. Lo b'gisharim, and we don't do it over a bridge because it's dangerous to be standing on a bridge. Lo b'yadayim mizuhomos, and we also don't do this in regards to dirty hands, meaning washing at the end of the meal, washing for Mayim Achronim. We don't want to let others go first. We want to just take care of ourselves in that situation. Now, does this go against that which we just said earlier about a day ago when we were talking about that we let the Gadol go in the first of the bottom five people? So maybe it's different. Maybe that was only in regards to who's going to bench. Here we're just talking about washing your hands in general. So what to discuss when it comes to this? But those are things that we do not give out the honors for. So we have a related story. Ravin Abaye Avakaz Lei Beorcha. So Ravin and Abaye were once traveling on the road. Kad Mechamare De Ravin L'Abaye. And Ravin rode his donkey ahead of Abaye's donkey. V'lo Amar Lei Nezo Mar. And he didn't say to Abaye, go ahead. Amar mi desela kai mi rabbanu mi ma'arava gasli daiti. So Abaye said to himself, man, this guy came from Eretz Yisrael, and now he's getting all arrogant. He's not letting me go first. Kimata lebiskla de beiknishta. When they came to the entrance of the shul, Amar lei, so Ravin said, ne Amar, so let the master go first. You're better than me. Go first. Amar lei, so Abaye said to him, ad hashalav marana. So I wasn't worthy of this until just now. What about before? Why didn't you let me go first there? So Amar lei, Ravin says, hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, ei mechabdin elo pesach sheish b'mezuzah. The only time we give out this honor, meaning that I let you go first into a place where it actually means something, is when you are going into a place that has a mezuzah. So now, ask the Gemara, is pe mezuzah in, the less pe mezuzah low? Is it really true that only when there's a mezuzah do we give this honor, but when there's no mezuzah, we don't? Ela me'ata, but what about beis ha-kinesis or beis ha-medrash, the less pe mezuzah? Hachanami de'im nechabdin. So a shul and a base medrash. So technically, la halacha, these don't necessarily need a mezuzah unless they are used for other things. A lot of our shuls are used for other things. We have a mezuzah on them. But mi din, they might not be chayv in a mezuzah. So in this situation, you shouldn't let them go first into the shul because there's no mezuzah there. So it says the Gemara, no, ela ima bezach ha-ro'i l'mezuzah. Rather, we're talking about a place that is ro'i to have a mezuzah, not necessarily that it has a mezuzah, and that's why we would let someone go first into a base medrash when they're better than us or whatever it may be. We want to give the proper kavod in that situation. So now the Gemara goes on to give different rules of the dinner etiquette that we were talking about just a few days ago. Amar Rav Yehuda Barei Derav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav. So those people who are eating at a meal, so you can't eat anything until the Baal HaBayis eats from the bread first. No one's allowed to eat anything until that happens. Yosef Rav Safra Vekamer Rav Safra sat and said, litom itmar. He said, the word is not sheyitom, that's not yitom, it's litom. So ask the Gemara, l'may nafkamina, what's the difference if you say until he tastes with yitom or litom, what's the difference? Answers the Gemara, Shechayev Adam Lomar B'Lashon Rabbah. The answer is that when you're quoting something, you need to say it over in the exact language that they were saying. You need to go and have it in that exact language. That's why it makes sense to say Litom instead of Yitom. But the Halacha, there really is no difference. Very important Tosas over here that references a classic Gemara in Pesachim. Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Kuvav has a story of a guy who didn't know how to make Kiddush. He was told to make Kiddush Rabbah, Shabbos Day Kiddush, and he didn't know what that meant. So he figured, I'm going to start with Borei Priya Gafen and see what happens. So he makes the Borei Priya Gafen and he sees someone else drinking, and he says, this must be the full Kiddush. And everyone asks, how is this person allowed to go ahead and drink before the person who made the bracha? So how do we fit these two Gemaras together? Our Gemara said that you're not going to have anything until the person who's making the bracha eats or drinks, or eats in our situation. But there, that person drank before the Mevarich drank anything. So one answer of Tosas suggests maybe there's a difference between eating and drinking. We'd have to understand why that is. Second answer is, no, the guy didn't actually drink. He just kind of hinted to him that you're allowed to drink now. But the last answer of Tosas is something which is very practical. The halacha is that if you have a challah roll with you, or you are holding a kiddush cup, you're holding a cup of grape juice or wine, you are allowed to go and drink it, and you don't have to wait for the mevarich in that situation. It's only when you're eating from that of the mevarich. If he's cutting challah for everyone, you can't eat it before he eats. But if you have your own cup, then it would be okay. And that's very practical, something that comes up all the time in all of our different meal situations. Fine, the Gemara goes on. Tana Rabbanan Arabi starts in a Braisa. Shnayim Mamtin and Zel Azeh Bekara. If two people are eating from the same plate together from a platter, then what you should do, if someone goes up for a drink or someone walks away for a second, you should wait for the other person before you continue eating. Shlosha in Mamtin. But if you have three people, then you don't need to wait for each other. I would say, who poshe yadu tchila, when a group of people are eating together, the person who makes Hamotzi, he should be the first person to get served at the meal for everything. Vim Balachlo Kaval the Rabbo, the Misha Kabalim. Anyway, Rosh Hashanah. But if he wants to go and give that honor to someone, to his Rebbe, or to someone better, his parents, whoever it may be, so you are allowed to go ahead and do so. So when you bring out the food, it should go to the Baal HaBayis first, unless he defers to someone else. The Gemara has a story about this. Rabbi Rachana hava asik leilav rei bei Rav Shmuel bar Rav Ketina. So Rabbi Rachana was marrying off his son, and Kadim Yosef Vikamasni Leil Brain, he went to go teach his son the following halachos that are related to the mealtime. You get that big chalor, you need to know what to do with it. Ein abotei rashai lev tzoa, ach yichle amein mi piya onim. So he explains to him a very interesting halacha, that you are not allowed to break the bread until you hear amen from the people who are responding amen to your bracha. Rav Chista Amar, Rav Chista says, no, you don't need to hear it from everyone, mipi rov ha'onim. You only need it from most of the people who are there. They need to say amen, but not everyone needs to say amen. Amar le'rami brachama, maishna ruba, da'akati lokalya bracha, miutanami lokalya bracha. I don't understand. If you're saying that you need most people, or first you said everyone, now you're saying most. So if the whole reason is that without the amen, the whole bracha is not really complete, so what's the difference if some people missed it or a lot of people missed it? Either way, you need to wait till everyone says amen. So answers the Gemara, no, Amar leish she'ani omer, kol ha'one amen yoser midai, eino ela toa. And you don't need to account for the people who make a mistake with their amen. That's not your problem. You only need to be worried about the people who are proper amen, and that they are the ones that are making the mistake. That's when you would have to have that situation. That's when it would be potentially a problem to do in any other way. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan our Rabbis, so it's an abraisa, more halachos about the word amen. Ein onin lo amen chatufa, you shouldn't make an amen chatufa, which seems to be that you're swallowing the aleph, you're saying amen. The lo amen ketufa, and you shouldn't say an abbreviated amen where you're swallowing the nun. Lo amen yisoma, nor should you say an amen that is technically orphaned, which means that you didn't hear which bracha, you don't know which bracha you're saying amen to, but you hear other people saying amen, so you should just say amen. All the Rishonim ask on this, that there's the classic Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah has the story about the shul in Alexandria, which was so large you couldn't hear everyone say amen, so they would wave flags, and that way you would know when to say amen. So how is that allowed? I thought that's not allowed. That should be an amen yisoma. So no, the answer is that you have to know what bracha is being made. If you know what bracha is being made, you can't hear it. So if someone has an aliyah and they have a very low voice, then you would be allowed to say amen to that bracha. But if you don't even know what bracha is being made, that's when this amen yisoma comes up. Lo yizrok bracha mipiv, and you shouldn't just throw out a bracha without thinking about what you're saying and just saying it too quickly that you can't even get any words. Benazai Omer, Benazai says, ko ha'one amen yisuma, you bon av yisoma. Anyone who says this type of amen is going to have children who are orphans, meaning it's not going to be good for you. Chatufa yischatfu yamav, same thing. Ketufa yikad yiskatfu yamav. Same thing again, that if you treat amen poorly, that's going to end poorly for you. V'chol ha'marich b'amen, anyone who is marich b'amen, meaning does it properly, marichan lo yamav ushnosav, it's going to lengthen your days and years. Now we get back to the topic of Zimun. Rav Shmuel aviyasu b'sudasa. So Rav and Shmuel were sitting at a meal, also Rav Shimi Barachia. So Rav Shimi Barachia came, hava kamisari v'achil. And he hurried up to eat really quickly, so that way he'd be able to join them for Zimun. Amar le Rav. So Rav said to him, "My daitcha litzarufei b'hadam. Why do you think you'd be able to join us? Me and Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel, we're both done. And now you're just coming and trying to think that we're going to be able to join us. Ananachil nalan. We've already eaten. We're done. So why do you think you're going to be able to join our zimun? So I'm really Shmuel. Shmuel said back, and wait a minute, Rav. Ilu maisu li ardalia the gozalia la'aba. If you brought me mushrooms, which I love, and if you brought certain foods that Rav loves, so if you brought foods that we love, milo achlinan, would we not go ahead and still eat? Yeah, you're right. Technically, we're done eating. We were going to leave, but still have the capacity to go ahead and eat more if someone brought us out some of these great things. So that's why it should be allowed. And we actually paskin that this would be okay. So if someone's eating with someone else, even if they're done eating, as long as they have the ability to go and continue eating if they wanted to, then that would be enough. Some say once they wash mayim achronim, that's already too late. But if they didn't wash mayim achronim and they're just sitting there about to bench, but they didn't bench yet, as long as they would potentially eat more, that's going to be enough. The Gemara has another story related to Zimun. Tamid de Rav havu yasve besudasa. So the students of Rav were sitting at a meal. Al Rav Acha. Rav Acha came in. Amrei asa gavra rabba demarichlan. And they saw Rav Acha came in. They said, "Oh, perfect! This is a great man. He's going to lead us in the Zimun and bench for us." Amrei lus Rav Acha said to them, "Misav rishu degadol mivarech. Do you really think that the best person here is supposed to bench? Ikir shabasu demivarech. I came at the end. You guys were here already, so you guys should be the ones that should bench. Normally, maybe the gadol should, but in this situation where I came at the end, maybe you should." Hilchsa. It says the Gemara d'alcha is gadol mivarech afagav dasul vasof. No, even though he came at the end, the gadol, the one who's the best of them, he should be the one to go ahead and lead the benching. So now that we get back to what the Mishnah was talking about. The Mishnah said, who's allowed to join the Zeman, even if you ate Demai? Demai was, again, this thing which is the Suffolk food, whether it had the proper Trumas and Maisers taken off of it, because the Amei Haaretz, some people don't know what they're doing, so we have to maybe be concerned. It's not a Deoraisa concern, it seems to be a Midrabanan concern, but still something that we try to avoid eating. But we said if someone did eat this, they're allowed to join the Zeman. So I asked the Gemara, Halochazigai, how are we allowed to have this person join in the Zeman if they are not allowed to be eating this thing? So that we shouldn't allow them to be part of the Zeman. So answers the Gemara, no, Kevin Ibai Mafkir, so no, technically what they would be able to do, they can make ownerless all of their property, they can become a poor person, and then Demai would be allowed to them. How do we know this? It's not because the Mishnah says Machina Saniyam Demai, because poor people are allowed to have Demai, Besach Sanya Demai, and a guest or someone who is traveling somewhere, they're allowed to have Demai, because technically they're like a poor person, they don't have all their possessions on them. Yamar Ravuna, and Ravuna said, Tana Beishamai Omer, in Machina Saniyam Besach Sanya Demai. And Beishamai says that they're not allowed to have Demai in that situation, but clearly Beis Hillel says that they would be allowed to have it in that situation, and we pass him like Beis Hillel that they would be. So since they do have the ability to be able to eat this Demai in a mutter way, that's going to be enough to allow them to be part of the Zeman. Now the Gemara goes to the next part. Maiser Rishon Shenifla Trumaso. We said someone who has Maiser Rishon, whose Truma has been taken off of it, then they are allowed to join the Zeman. So that's the Gemara Pshita. That's obvious that they're allowed to, because this is food which is totally mutter. So answer the Gemara, no. Lo tricha ela sheik timu b'shibalim. No, so the Mishnah's case is talking about a situation where the Levi went ahead and took it while it was still in the early stages. And since it was in this shibalim stages, while still in the ears, so this was before the Truma Gedola was taken. So normally, when you have this type of food, you need to have Truma Gedola, which is 1/50th, and then the Levi gets the Maaser Rishon, you get the 1/10th of that. So this was done before the Truma Gedola. So in that situation, even though not all of the stuff was done, that's still not going to be considered Tevel, so we would allow the person to eat it in that situation. And the Levi then separated Trumas Meister. So we separated Trumas Meister, but he never separated Truma Gedola. Anyone who has Maaser Rishon that they skipped over the Truma Gedola part, meaning they got it when it was still in years, well, it was still Bishibalim, Patrimi Truma Gedola. So they don't have to do this Truma Gedola. Shenemar Bahari Mosem mi menu Trumas Hashem Meiser min ha-Meiser. Meiser min ha-Meiser, Amarti Lucha, Velo Truma Gedola, Trumas Meiser min ha-Meiser. So we see that you wouldn't necessarily need to go ahead and do the Trumas Meiser, the Truma Gedola. If you miss the Truma Gedola, it's not going to be considered Tevel and will allow you to eat in that situation. That's why the Mishnah had to tell us that even Meiser Rishon Shenitzla Trumaso would be allowed to join the Zimun. So now the Gemara asks a question. Amalir Papa Labai, Ihachi, I feel like Dima Bakri Nami. Why are we only saying that it's Bishibalim? Even if it's Bakri, which technically means it was heaped in a pile, that should also be exempt from Truma Gedola. But we see that a Levi must separate Truma Gedola. You must give the 1/50th to the Kohen in that situation, but only once it's in ears, when it's Bishibalim, you would not need to go and give the Truma Gedola in that situation. So why is it different? So Amar Lei, so Rav Papa said, so Abaye said to Rav Papa, Alecha Amar Kra. So for this question, the Pasuk tells us, Mikol Maestros Chem, Mikol Maestros Seichem Tarimu. From all your Maestros, you should separate all of Hashem's Trumu. Mara Isa, so how do we know that this is talking about one is by the ears and one is by the Kri? How do we know which is which? Ha Igdan Havahai Lo Idgun. So one has been referred to as grain already, as opposed to the stuff which is still in ears, that's not already set aside as grain, so that's why that would, if you miss the Truma Gedola in that situation by the ears, that's fine, you don't have to go back and do it. But if you missed it at the earlier stage, before it is, well, after it's going to be considered ears, then it would, but when it's going to be considered grain, then you would need to go ahead and separate the Truma Gedola from it. This is Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We ended on the top of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, but just one point of Musr, I guess, or not Musr, but just something which we could think about, was we pointed out by Kriyashma, how much time the Gemara spends on Kriyashma, and how we need to take it seriously. The same thing with Zeman. Look at all these details in Zeman, all these halachos in Zeman. We have to make sure to focus on the Zeman part. Sometimes we have the Zeman, we don't even do it. We got to make sure to focus on all of these things. Again, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Have a wonderful day.